All right, next we're going to we have some stuff from the UK indie media website that we're going to play.
Du côté de Barcelona. Il paraît qu'il y a pas mal d'espagnols et de catalans dans la salle. La délégation entière de la Fédération sportive et gymnique du travail. Le manuel d'une fille brune aux lèvres rouges disparaît. La belle Carmela.
All right, looks like we got a live report. All right, can you hear me?
Hey, we're delayed, but not sure what to do. The only thing between us and the fence is a really thin line of NFL marshals, and then down at the end of the block, there's a wimpy of the police in black, and if our private block is listening, and if other people are listening, now would be a really fucking opportune time to try and up the level of this mobilization. And push down there. There's been a call for direct action at 5, but the moment is now. Now is when the entire march contingent is arriving again at Biscayne in second. So people should fucking mobilize their ass down here and amp up the level a little bit, because we can get through that wimpy ass little fence and people should mobilize it. Peace.
She wanted me to tell all you all listening, and I know you're listening out in the other room here, you know, the time to sleep is over. You guys have rested. This is what we're here for. They need people down there at East Flagler, at 2nd and Biscayne, you know, all those places. They're right next to each other down at the gate. The cops are tired. Their line is thin, and that's what they're calling for. Just relaying that message on the radio. Anybody who can get down there. And we'll be updating you from now on. All right, another report just coming in now, and this is as of 3 p.m. This is verified. There's been 56 arrests so far, six of them felonies. 56 arrests, six felonies. We need 56 more people out there. 2nd and Biscayne, you know, East Flagler, that's where it's at, and that's where they want you to be. 56 arrests, six felonies. All right, here we go.
Okay, we have a caller that's live on the air. Go ahead, caller. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm at the corner of 1st and Biscayne, and the march had just ended one block up, and now a group of drummers went up to the line of riot police at 1st and Biscayne. It's blocking us from getting to the fence, and swarms of people followed. There's probably several thousand people followed them up, and now there's a line of protesters standing directly in front of, you know, a line of three deep riot police. There are some standing up behind the rest of them with, you know, tear gas guns ready and loaded, but the situation is not a confrontation right now. It's basically a standoff with a line of police and a line of protesters, you know, standing, basically the police blocking our access to the perimeter fence.
Now, there's
a large group of black blockers. There's a black flag up over on the left that is starting to congregate. But right now, people are basically just chanting at the fence, or chanting at the line of riot police that's blocking access to the fence. So that's that state right now. And, more and more people are actually coming out of the amphitheater where the labor march had ended and are coming this way to occupy the space on Biscayne between 1st and 2nd.
Okay, so you can't confirm that people are actually trying to tear down the fence at this point?
No, people are not. People are not at the fence. There is a line of riot police blocking our access to the fence.
Okay.
So the fence is actually, we're not up against the fence. We're at 1st and Biscayne.
Okay, thanks for that report. Give us a call back.
Yeah, peace.
Okay.
It looks like there's another set of actions underway. The exact details of them are unknown to us right now, but it looks like there may be some other another wave of energy, and as we get more details, okay, back live, Resistance Radio. How are y'all doing?
Good.
All right, so tell us what you saw here, what was going on out there.
Well, this is an earlier update from this morning.
Okay.
But it was right about on Biscayne, police pushing all the protesters back, massed into one group. Mm-hmm. And then what we saw happen was we were holding the space, and it was great. We held it for like half an hour, just like dancing really slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And like bringing the energy right down. And, of course, the police weren't doing anything because we had about 50 TV cameras right on us. And so there was this waiting. And then they fired, what they ended up doing was firing tear gas from the fence from another area so that, of course, all the cameras swing right around to the loud noise of the tear gas canister.
Oh, boy.
And then proceeded to charge, and, like, all the people who were masked up who were being, like, extremely, extremely peaceful, like, taking provocation and, like, turning it into, like, being more peaceful, were then, like, rushed with shields and being kicked, and then they started to baton the entire crowd. I got hit over the head. I've got 4 stitches right now.
Oh, my God.
We have some audio recording of that.
Oh, you do? Actually, have some audio recording of that? Okay. Yeah. Let's, like, give you the ability to play that for us. Hold on 1 second. Let's pass this over.
Yeah.
It's when the tear gas canisters went off, and then the sound of the people being cornered and beaten.
We heard about a lot of people, being bloodied up by these batons. And is that the same incident, probably?
Yeah, I didn't know that I got hit, and then I realized I had blood, like, all over my shoes and my feet and my shirt and so on.
It's really scary. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
I mean,
I've been near it, but I've never been the one, so.
Yeah.
Have you never experienced anything like that?
No, this is my first time being batoned, and, yeah, I wouldn't really like to have it happen again.
No. That goes into your headphone jack right there.
But more so, I was going to say, like, yeah, the police here don't really seem like they want to fuck around.
No, I mean, it's the...
For sure, at 5.
All right, so you're going
to... Yeah, it's
take
important.
Ride the next wave. It is important. It's important. What do we have on the audio? Let's go ahead and... Is it queued up? Ready to go?
Should I just play it?
Sure, go ahead.
Pepper spray at Biscayne and First. Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Marco with Milwaukee Indie Media.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Many people have rushed the fence.
People rushing the fence.
Police are trying to drive us back.
Police trying to drive
Concussion grenade. There is a lot of pepper spray everywhere right now.
Okay, where are you right now again?
Say again?
Your location.
Hold on. Okay, go.
Your location.
Location, Biscayne and Flagler, where the original tent was, or is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Call us back.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, go ahead.
We got some action now. About 20 minutes ago, there was a kind of an isolated incident on Biscayne Boulevard. At that moment, about half of the people started rushing south down Biscayne, advancing towards the Intercontinental Hotel. The crowd was stood its position there for about 15 minutes, and then they're shooting tear gas now. There's also some green gas. What? Yeah, they're shooting some gases now. There's a green gas. There's a whitish colored gas. So the whole crowd is being pushed back now with some police tactics, I guess, using the gases and probably pushing people and using some intimidation as well. But you can hear the popping in the background of more canisters.
Okay.
The crowd is that we've backed up now, probably, we're still a little bit south of the main walkway to get into the amphitheater.
Resistance Radio, you're on the air. You're on the air, go ahead. Yes, we got that 100%.
Okay.
Thank you. It's radio. You're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, we got that 100%.
Okay.
Thank you. This is audio from earlier today when the cops attacked and beat people with the cops.
Wake up!
Hello, you're on the air?
Yes, I've been at the intersection at the fence of Brisbane and, whatever this street is where the fence is. I'm sorry, I don't know your city. And they just shot tear gas at a bunch of people, and they've got masses of cops. I was told by a police officer that I would be beaten if I didn't move, despite the fact that I've been on the edge of the sidewalk, peaceably sitting down in front of the fence. I'm not doing anything.
But you can hear the stream out there on that.
Myself, because I'm behind police lines. I've been behind police lines. And they're now threatening to beat me if I don't move, and I'm not going to move.
That's awesome.
I have every right to protest.
Yes, you do.
And I'm peaceably sitting right here at the gate, and I'm not moving, and there's a lot. 60 maybe bicycle cops going in to where they had the tear gas. It's a mess down there, and they're trying to keep people from coming where I've been, which is ironic, because until just a few minutes ago, they hadn't moved me. Also, they've moved a fire truck in and set up a fire hydrant, I think, to hose people down, like it's when they hose people to the ground for
Yeah.
They have them right here, and there's masses of cops. They've moved horse cops in. Tear gas is flying pretty heavy. I'm crying from it. I'm still sitting at this, and I wish I could give you the cross street because it's the main cross street here, but this is definitely Biscayne Boulevard and I think 4th, you know, where the gate is?
Yeah.
So I'm here and I'm about a block and a half behind the police lines. They've got everybody a block up at the whatever the next avenue is.
Okay.
Biscayne.
Okay, I have to take another call. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye now. Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
All right, so at Biscayne and first, right in front of Bay, Northeast 2nd, Biscayne, Northeast 2nd, right in front of Bayfront Park, there's tear gas being fired a lot. There's a lot of riot cops advancing. Tear gas everywhere, pretty much. But because there's a lot of wind, it's not staying on the ground. Some bike cops just arrived. Cycling around, yeah, basically that's it. But there's probably a group of 1,000 people.
Is everybody falling back?
Yeah, bike cops are not blocking people off.
Okay, so are people on the move or are they staying?
People are completely blocked off right now. There's probably around 2,000 people completely blocked off, with the only exit being the arena. Yeah, they're right in front of the arena, and all of the exits are blocked off. Police have blocked off all exits.
Yep, there's a crowd is rushing back. We're just continuing to be pushed north along Biscayne. This crowd is really, really scrappy. They're fighting back. They're just not gonna. They just don't want to take it.
And so they're not getting pushed back into the amphitheater right at this point.
Right. Yeah. The majority of the people are just marching right back up the street. They're being marched right back up the street, Biscayne. A few people are going off to the side onto the green space between Biscayne Boulevard and the Bayfront Park, but we're all basically just we're in the intersection right now of North 3rd, Northeast 3rd, and Biscayne. It's
okay.
That's what's happening.
Okay.
Big part of tear gas right now on the or maybe that might be water vapor from putting the fire out or something.
Okay.
More likely it's tear gas though.
Okay.
A lot of people are crying medic right now. People are coming back from that front line, and you're probably going to get some better calls from someone else who's closer up to the line right now. So I'll go ahead and jump off.
Live Resistance Radio from Miami, FDA protest. People are holding their position. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Garul. I usually do French. I am in the Continental Hotel on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Biscayne, and we're actually being blockaded into the Union Hotel by riot police. The riot police have just advanced past the hotel and north on Biscayne about a half a block and have released 3 or 4 different chemical weapons. I'm not totally sure what kind. I don't think the tear gas is a blue-green kind of cloud. I'm sure that we have lots of documentation of that on video and photo. And some of the people that were right up front at the beginning said that they believe that it was started by provocateurs.
Started by what?
Provocateurs.
Oh, provocateurs.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Any more information what you're seeing now? What are you seeing the crowd moving?
Well, okay, there's probably about 250 riot-geared police officers heading north on Biscayne and a sheriff's van and then a couple of the vans and, you know, probably about 800 people or so being pushed. How are they being pushed, y'all? But they're being pushed down Third, right? Being down, pushed down Third away from this game, yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling from North Idaho. I just wanted to remind y'all and some of the protesters that you also have a good hunk of the American public on your side as well, and I really appreciate the job you guys have been doing as far as broadcasting this information out, because we're not going to get this from anybody else.
No, absolutely, and we appreciate your sensitivity to that. We appreciate you listening to this broadcast and you listening to the people in the streets becoming the media themselves, and that's the way that we get the truth out from the grassroots.
Yeah, so I'm going to get off here, but I appreciate what y'all have done, and, you know, those of us that are at home have work to do, and looking forward to chatting with folks once they get back home, too, that have been in Miami.
Thank you very much. Solidarity.
Take care.
Bye now.
One of the last callers mentioned the police provocateurs, and we had mention of that earlier, and I've seen a lot of that myself down there, and I think it's safe to say that there's definitely several cops dressed up not only as protesters but as steel workers or whoever, you know, definitely maybe even causing some of the violence, and just want to remind you guys, you know, make sure that you know who you're following if you're following somebody, and most of all, follow your own thoughts.
You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to let you know I'm one of the worried parents that's too sick to go today, but on the Spanish channel, they're showing everything, pushing the folks back and everything, just in case anybody has a way to view that. You get a real good picture of what's going on.
Okay, and that's
awesome. Total coverage of it.
Okay.
And you can really see the police moving in.
Okay, and what is your estimation of what the what that is being portrayed? Is that being portrayed as the protesters being violent?
No, they're just showing it. I don't understand Spanish.
Okay.
I'm just seeing it, but they're not like breaking away or anything. They're just showing exactly what's going on. And it's about 8 police deep, you know, standing in riot gear, forcing
right.
the people back. I don't know where they are. I guess on, like they said, this game. But it is pretty gross and pretty scary.
Okay, well, we sure do appreciate your call. And
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. And I just wanted to remind you all to make sure you know who you're dealing with. Make sure you know who your allies are, because there's some people out there who are going to pretend to be your friends who aren't. You got to follow your own beliefs and take action on those however you see fit. Don't let any cops provoke you into anything. Yeah, so I guess it's safe to say that there's a lot of cops out there pretending to be us. None of us pretended to be them, though.
Absolutely. Okay, we're live. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Brian Long from DCIMC. The police have now cleared Biscayne Boulevard. They're firing hard rubber and, softer foam rubber projectiles at the crowd. We had a pretty good clip right now. It seems like they've laid off using the tear gas because the wind has picked up pretty substantially. However, now they're charging back the crowd a little bit more into the parking lot in the street. I believe it is 3rd Avenue. Yes, it's Northeast 3rd Avenue. So now they've taken this adjoins the parking lot. There's a few people in the parking lot and in the street. All the way back to the street. That's about what I have to say right now. Earlier, there were bonfires being built in the middle of the street with signs from the earlier permitted march. Barricades were being set up using pallets, flaps, as well. I saw some people. That's fine. But that's about the situation right now.
Okay, thank you very much. How many people are in the group that you're seeing?
Oh, it's just quite a bit at this point, but I'd call it 500 or more.
Okay. Thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.
Okay, take
Bye.
Care. Bye now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually... Well, okay, we're coming out of the area. We are basically in a lot of... rubber bullets were thrown, so right now we're actually just trying to get people to the wellness center that have been shot at or that have been, sprayed on. So that's basically where we're at. We are on 1st Avenue and 3rd Street, and right now a lot of people came out, but everybody's staying back to see if there could be some kind of return to the place, or just waiting to see what the cops do. But a lot of people are kind of moving out of the area.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here. We're right at the line where the police are pushing people out. There's like a lot of tear gas in the air. Some of my friends got hit in the ears. She was bleeding. Just really insane. I can't believe all this shit happened.
Yeah.
My friend told me to call you guys and let you know.
We really appreciate it. What are you feeling? What are you seeing?
I'm like, I'm so pissed, but I'm pain. My eyes really, really hurt. But I don't want to stop. I'm still standing here. Like, there are a couple of people who are just, like, not moving back.
Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Okay, I'm going to give you to my friend Eric Klein.
Okay.
Hey, this is Seven.
Go ahead,
we're
Seven.
Alive. We're on 3rd Street. The police are pushing back again. We're on 3rd Street. They're pushing west. Everybody's closed off from Biscayne Boulevard at this point. We're between the Everglades Hotel and the Bayside Plaza. They're actively pushing back. They seem to be shooting randomly into the crowd. There's several kids who've been standing up front the whole time, not doing a single thing, who've been hit with rubber bullets in the face several times over. They have open sores, and they're just standing there holding their signs. There's a bit of tear gas in the air. Looks like some more was just fired. They're kind of banging on their they're banging on the shield. There's no bullets being fired right now, just a bit of tear gas in the air. And we're being slowly moved east on 3rd Street away. They've almost got us backed up to the next intersection. We're kind of in the parking lot of the plaza now. The police lines have stopped.
Okay.
It's a bit hard to see. There's just kind of a line of citizens holding up peace signs, you know, holding up their hands and signs of peace. Several members of the press have been hit. There's been injuries left and right.
Yeah.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm at the corner of Northeast 3rd Street and 2nd Avenue. And Northeast 3rd Street, we're blocked off in the Biscayne direction. We can't go that way. And then we're now also blocked off on 2nd, on, let's see, in both directions we're blocked off. So the only direction we can go is away from Biscayne on Northeast 3rd Street. Let's see, medics are treating someone for a head wound. There looks like there's a military helicopter that's hanging overhead, which I haven't seen during the course of the day. We're not entirely hemmed in right now. It looks like we can still exit down 3rd Street. There's maybe, I don't know, 3,000 people here. 3,000.
Hey, what's up, Resistance Radio?
Yeah.
I'm down here at 2nd Street Southeast, Northeast, sorry, in Biscayne. Good situation here.
Go ahead, tell us in your own words.
It got pretty intense. People kind of festively marched up to the line of police, which was holding down, like, right in front of the fence at Flagler and Biscayne. And the police began pepper spraying some people, trying to preemptively arrest the Black Bloc, and hitting people in the head. And then they started tear gassing, and people started running. And then the police advanced the line and kept tear gassing. And then they started firing rubber bullets. And a lot of people were hit with rubber bullets. There's a lot of people leaking blood. And then some people lit fires in the street with a bunch of signs that they had found to try to establish a perimeter. And the cops just kind of rubber bulleted and tear gassed them. So they went down 3rd Street heading west. And then the line of cops advanced. Really thick line with, like, armored personnel carriers. There's some fire hose trucks coming south on Biscayne. Most of the crowds have disappeared. They were pepper spraying people from inside of the arena, reaching over the fences. There's a bunch of people crowded into the walkway into the amphitheater right now, just watching it, trying to get away. They pepper sprayed AFL-CIO members. They pepper sprayed a lot of journalists. There's a journalist right now in front of me who's been pepper sprayed, who's getting medical attention from the fire department. And right now there's like about maybe 100 riot cops out in the street in front of me, and they've resealed the line in front of the fence at Flagler. There's a real thick line coming south from Biscayne, and then there's probably like 200 to 300 riot cops advancing west on Northeast 3rd Street following the crowd.
Can you tell which, are there any members from the AFL-CIO march that are still part of this march now, or is it all still the same direct action folks?
I think there's a scattered few. At first, there were a lot more when we security line, and once they started tear gassing and shooting rubber bullets, a lot of people ran inside, and most of the union members gained entry. Some people weren't allowed in. It looked like the police were basically pepper spraying anyone who had a mask on, point blank range a lot of the times, people who were doing nothing. And then they were just pepper spraying just wildly. And they were pepper spraying people like right up at the front gates of the amphitheater. So.
Okay. At this point, is there a lot of confrontation? Or are you seeing a lot of confrontation now? Or is it? Oh, hold on, we have to go to another call.
Hi, I'd like to report that there's definitely some police and like pellets into the crowd and tear gas and stuff like that.
Okay. How are you feeling out there?
I'm not out here. I'm watching this from inside.
Oh, you're watching it from inside?
Yeah, the riot police are all over the street, and people are taking off. They're throwing things. There's a lot of stuff being thrown now. There's no way that we could get out there even if we wanted to. But it looks like there's going to be some scary shit going down.
Okay, well, we appreciate your call, and give us a call back as things as you see things out there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on 3rd Street on us, and they're firing rubber bullets indiscriminately and using tear gas as well.
Are people holding their ground now, or what's going on?
People are slowly moving forward, but they're getting split up right now at this corner.
Uh-huh.
I don't get split up! I'm not really sure what's going to happen. There's sort of cops on all sides and not enough people here.
Okay, we have another call coming in. Thank you. Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
Okay, this is Brian Long from DCIMC.
Go ahead.
The cops are advancing both down Northeast 3rd Street and Northeast 1st Avenue. Pushing. Excuse me.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Pushing the protesters into two separate blocks. One is heading down 3rd and one is going down 1st. But it looks like they've actually managed to divide them through tear gas, and they've been shooting in great number of projectiles.
Okay.
There's some barricades that get dragged and then abandoned as the police pull up. And okay, now here on 1st Street, they've brought up an armored car. That's an armored car, all right. So that's what's going on here.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to another call now. Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
Just some breaking news. They just split... they just split the demonstration downtown into two bits at Northeast 3rd Avenue and 1st Avenue. Northeast 3rd Street and 1st Avenue. Everyone just got split in two. And let me see, what else? The cops are coming at us from all sides. Are you getting a lot of people calling in?
Absolutely. We're getting several calls that are confirming what you're saying. We got another call right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Go. Goodbye.
Breaking news. Hey, this is Salmon. I just got pepper sprayed. I was videotaping. I was totally off the police advance. They didn't tell me to disperse, and they sprayed my whole body, my clothes, my camera, my face. They pushed people back. I ran back into the amphitheater, and they pushed people back several blocks, and there's a group of pissed-off people that are behind the police lines here. And you can hear them probably behind me. Here, I'll turn my cell phone towards them. Hold on. The helicopter's too loud right now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Brother, I'm sorry you got sprayed.
I can't hear you very well. There's like four helicopters hovering above us.
I'm sorry you got sprayed.
Oh, yeah, me too.
They shot
hundreds of rubber bullets into the crowd, a couple canisters of tear gas, but the wind was blowing right back at them, and people picked them up and threw them back into the crowd. They shot some smoke canisters, but again, smoke flew back at them. Somebody started a bonfire right down the middle, And there's still, as you can imagine, a huge police presence down here. They're coming out of everywhere. And I hope we get to get out of here pretty soon.
Absolutely. Stay safe.
What?
Stay safe.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
I was just wanted to know, where is our live video coverage?
Live video coverage?
Yeah, what was that website you said?
Okay. The website is www.wsbn.com/video/wsbn_ftaa.asx. And then there's a special one set up for cops, which is on that same page. You can get that one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 helicopters. Over in the quieter crowd, which is the one that's north from the gate, it used to be the rowdy one, but it's died. A section of it has died down, and the police attention seems to be a little less. And they did take the fire hoses, which they had ready. They've taken them down. I don't know if they're just moving them to another intersection or folding them up to put away completely, which I hope. There's a lot of cops jogging up the next avenue over from where I am. I don't know what that's about, but it's definitely to the crowd that's to the west, not the one that's near the amphitheater in the park.
Okay, thank you very much for that report.
Hey, I was calling just to say that I was down at the front lines about what happened just a little bit ago. The AFL-CIO march, and a group of drummers started advancing towards the front lines. It energized people. Everybody got up and started taking the front lines. Everything was really peaceful. There was the riot cops ready to go, and everybody was very, very peaceful. Then they made an announcement saying, as long as you are peaceful, you will be allowed to stay here. We were there for about 60 seconds to 5 minutes, maybe at the most, before they started advancing, saying, back, 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 pushing their sticks at everybody, hitting people. People were getting shot with rubber bullets. They kept gassing people until we got 3 blocks down. They continued to gas people and advance. We're walking back towards, I'm not even sure where we're walking towards, but we're in a group of people. Some people splintered off, and there was nothing that instigated it, staying peacefully as they said that we would. And that's what happened. I was just calling to report that in.
Okay, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Hi, this is Brian Long. I'm on 3rd Avenue in the Miami Arena. The cops are charging down 3rd Avenue. They have a bunch of squad cars behind them. Protesters have taken the barricades from in front of the Miami Arena, and they put them in the streets as barricades against the cops. The cops right now just marched past two union buses without anyone in the buses doing anything, despite people exhorting the driver to either turn the van or the bus driver to block the street and calling out to the people in the van or the buses to come out and join them. Now it looks like the cops are moving the barricades that have been arrayed, but there's another step further behind. That's about it right now. And they're also bringing up a lot of squad cars behind them. Down at another position where I was on 2nd Avenue, the police had given an order to disperse, or else there would be an arrest, is what they said. So it seems like, I'm not sure, I left that position, but it seemed like most of the people got separated when and then joined up.
Okay, we're going to take another call.
Okay.
Resistance Radio, you're on the air.
Hi. We're on Main Street. We've reached Northeast 9th Street. The police got a lot of people are moving their cars off the street, one after the other. We're seeing cars that are on Main Street, or Miami Street here. Drivers are getting into them, getting them out of the way in a hurry. Still, you can see the tear gas up above in the air above the crowd. We've been moving north for the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 blocks. It would be ideal is if the, what we want is for the FDA cops to stop, and we want the ministerials to go home. That's what we want to have happen.
Hi, I just got a report from
someone in my affinity group on the ground says he doesn't know where they're at, except they've been defending a space for a while, and they have two barricades up that they've connected together, and police are only coming from one direction. Said the energy is real high, and they've fought off several attacks.
Anything else? What else are you seeing?
Well, I'm calling for my friend who can't talk on the air.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much for that call.
No problem.
Okay.
We're getting a confirmed call-in a report over the print now that the CTC Media Center downtown is being raided by the police as we speak. And now, so now downtown, the CTC Media Center is being raided, and that information seems to be confirmed.